Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Okay. Well, I recently went to an active shooter class. So we had it at work. And I was thinking about the class, and I thought about how, Satan is like an active shooter in a lot of ways. But what I want to do, first of all, is tell you some of the things I learned. Okay, some practical things, because we are in a church, right? Has there ever been an active shooter in a church? Yes. So there are just some practical things that we need to know. Now, I took my class through the Plano Police Department just because they came to my work. But I did a little slide here for the Fort Worth Police Department just to give a local plug. I probably should have done Lake Worth, but I didn't. If you want to go the next one there, Johnny. So most police departments nowadays, sadly enough, have an active shooter class because this is relevant today. One thing that we need to know as just people in this building are, where are the exits? You know where the exits are? You know where you came in. But there are more exits than where you came in. There's one to go out here, there's one to the right, to the left, and straight ahead. So you got three going that way. And then there's one out here at the back. So if somebody comes in, no, that door is always locked, I think. So that's not considered an exit, because it would be a death trap. So you don't want to go that way. But you want to know where your exits are in any building that you're in. You need to know where your exits are. You also need to know that when you hear a popping noise or something like that, it's usually not a firecracker. The police say that gets more people killed than anything else, is thinking that the sound you're hearing, the popping noise, is a firecracker. That's what happened in the Pulse nightclub in Florida. People thought it was a firecracker. In Las Vegas, people thought it was firecrackers. And so people didn't move quite quick enough in those situations. And the police officer said, you know what? If it is a firecracker and you run and people laugh at you, who cares? You're still alive. Who cares? So, there have been a lot of incidents. There was a Sandy Hook Elementary School, if you guys remember that, a few years back. One of the teachers, I saw the interview that they did with her, and she said she was in the very first classroom. She should have been the first classroom that the shooter came into, but for some reason, he bypassed them. She got all of her kids into a closet and hid them in the closet, and they were locked in. And she said it was very moving, and I almost want to cry just telling you about it now, because she said she didn't want the kids to die knowing, without hearing, "I love you." So she kept telling them. She would hold their little faces and she would say, "I love you. I want you to know I love you." And she said she would hear the shots and she would think, "He's getting closer." And she would just tell them, "Miss," whatever her name was, "loves you. You know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay." And she would just keep telling them that. She said they were in there for quite a while. And when the police finally got to her room and they knocked on the closet door, they said, "We're the police." And she said, "I don't believe you." I wouldn't believe them either. So she had them slide their badges under the door, and then even that she didn't believe them, because she said, "If you're really the police, you'll have keys to this room and I won't have to unlock the door." So they got keys to the room and unlocked the door, and it was, of course, the police. But so you never know. I mean, this was a school she had taught in. She wasn't expecting anything like that to happen, yet it did. And then we have the Plano. There was a shooting in Plano not too long ago. They were having a football watch-in party. And the ex-husband came over. And there was alcohol involved. And the police officer also said, anytime there's alcohol involved, it slows down your movements. So he said they walked into that living room, and there was a guy sitting on the couch with his arm around his girlfriend, still had a beer can in his hand, and been shot in the face. I mean, that sounds gross, but there was no reaction. I mean, he came in the back door so they could hear it going on, but there was the alcohol and everything just slowed down the movement. So y'all are having wild parties, stop it. But and then there was the Sutherland Springs church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, which was not too long ago. And what I found interesting there is that people were so scared that when the shooter had 15 empty magazines, he paused to switch out ammunition 15 times, and nobody tried to take him down. They were hiding under the seats. They were, you know, just terrified. So some practical things. One thing, they tell you three things to do if you're in an active shooter incident, and that is run, hide, and fight. Now, don't hide like this guy's hiding. I can see him. Right? Don't hide under the chairs. It's not like peekaboo. You know, when you know, when you have little kids and you put a towel over their head and then you pull it off, you go peekaboo, and they put the towel back over their head because they think you can't see them. You know, well, he can see you hiding if you're hiding under a table like that. If you're going to hide, really hide, like in another room, barricade yourself in, you know, that kind of thing. But it's run, hide, fight. Know where your exits are, know where you're running to, and be aware of your surroundings always. So, but spiritually speaking, Satan is an active shooter. He comes around, he's got his bullets, he wants to hit you with them. He shoots with bullets to kill you spiritually. Bullets like God's not real, the lie that God's not real. He's got a lot of people believing God's not real. There's bullets like you're no good. And Steve actually preached about this the last time you spoke, about how we believe the lies of the enemy. And they are bullets. Here's one. It's just the way I am. I can't ever change. That's just the way I am. You know, a lot of people believe that's just the way they are. And so they're not going to try to change anything because of that. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Don't we want a rich and satisfying life? But that's not what Satan wants for us. He wants to totally destroy us with his bullets of spiritual death. Now, run. The first thing is run. Scripture says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. I want us to focus in on flee. Flee is run. Flee is get out. Get away. Go your own way. The word flee is in the Bible 86 times. It means, in the Greek, it means to seek safety by flight, to flee something abhorrent, to be saved by flight, to escape safely out of danger. So when we're talking about fleeing from the bullets of Satan, we want to flee hell, for one thing, don't we? We don't want to end up there. So we want to flee and get away from that. 1 Corinthians 10:14 says, therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. What is idolatry? Is it anything you worship? It could be yourself. A lot of people worship themselves. A lot of people worship, you know, movie stars, or some people worship their spouse, or, you know, their children. Yes, there's so many things that people worship, and if you're putting that in front of God, it's idolatry. We're supposed to run from that. We're supposed to flee from idolatry. We're also supposed to run from some other stuff. It says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, O man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Why is money such a trap, do you think? It's because it makes us comfortable. Don't we all want to be comfortable? I don't know anybody who says, I think I want to be uncomfortable. I think I want to have a house that's drafty and leaks when it rains, and I want a car that hardly ever runs and the air conditioner doesn't work. Nobody says that. Everybody wants to be comfortable, right? Money gives us comfort. It helps us to know we're going to have our next meal. It helps us to know we can fix that leaky roof. It helps us to know those kind of things. So money is comfort to us. And so sometimes we love it a little bit too much. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, Scripture says. So we've got to flee from anything that gets in our way of our relationship with the Lord. We've got to flee from it. Now hide. It says, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of a sacred tent and set me high on a rock. He will hide me. That's a comfort to have somebody hide you. You know, when you're little and you know you think there's a monster under your bed and you run to your mom and dad because you know your mom and dad can not only hide you, they can beat up that monster, right? Mom and dad can handle it all. You know, but our Father God can handle it all too. And we run to him and he can hide us. Ephesians 6:16 says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, when we were having this class, the officer made it very clear that you need to make sure you don't just hide, but you kind of barricade yourself in, because bullets go through doors, depending on the door, depending on the type of wall. You need to put some furniture up against the wall, do whatever you can up against the door, hide behind several layers of stuff to keep from getting hit with that bullet. Now, the shield of faith is going to extinguish those fiery darts. It's a barricade. It's not just something that he can shoot through. Those arrows are not going to go through that shield of faith. It's going to stop them. So you are going to be well hidden behind that shield of faith. I like the ESV. It says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. There are times when we think we don't need it, right? There are times when we think, oh, we got this. This is not a big deal. So we're not so quick to pick up that shield of faith because we think, I got faith in myself, right? I can handle this. This is no big deal. But we need that shield of faith. We need that shield of the Lord to put that up there, because you may think that that little dart coming at you is no big deal, but little darts hurt. And they do cause injury, so you need to make sure that you've got that up. The Amplified says, above all, lift up the protective shield of faith. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith. And then fight. So we've done run, hide, fight. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. This says we are not fighting. The King James says, for we wrestle not. And the word wrestle there means it's a contest between two in which each endeavors to throw the other, and which is decided when the victor is able to hold his opponent down with his hand on his neck. You got him good, right? That's what we need to be able to do. We are wrestling and fighting against the enemy, not against those people that are bugging you, right? Your fight's not against the people. It's not against the situation. It's against the enemy. It says, and they have defeated him, Revelation 12:11. Says they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. I like this version because it says they have defeated him. They have defeated him. Some versions say they have overcome him. Some versions say they got the victory over him. But this one says they defeated him. And I really like the way that that's worded, because we can defeat the enemy through the Lord, right? Through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's what Scripture says. So, I know this is not very long, but I just kind of wanted to get in there the three components that not only can we do physically, but spiritually as well. So run, hide, fight. So to defeat the enemy of our soul, we have to run. Not only do we run from something, though, we run to something, right? We run to our Heavenly Father. We run from the schemes of the enemy and from what he has for us. We run to the Father. We hide in the shelter of his wings. Scripture talks about hiding in the shelter of his wings, and I just get a picture of his wings just coming all around us. This just brought to mind something. Several years ago, we were in the church over off Robert's Cutoff. And it was praise and worship time, and I'm sitting there, you know, praying really during the praise and worship, and I felt something like it was all around me. And I thought, somebody is right up, like, next to me. It was like a person was right there, you know? And I looked up, and I looked around, and I felt it kind of lift up. I thought, that's weird. And I looked around, so I bowed my head down, and I felt it was like wings coming back around me. And I looked up again, and I looked around, and there's nobody there. And I thought, this is so odd, but it was so comforting at the same time. You know, just to have that, it was just such a strange experience that I've remembered it all this time. I just felt such comfort and such peace, and like I was just wrapped, you know, in something. And it's such a sweet feeling. So, you know, we can hide in the shelter of his wings. The scripture also says the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe, right? So we can run into that strong tower. He's that strong tower for us. So we run from the things of the enemy, we run to the Father, we hide in the shelter of his wings, and we fight with our words, with words of Scripture, right? Scripture and our testimony. I love it when the enemy comes to me with something and I say, God took me out of this before, and I'm not going back there. That's not what he has for me, right? You got that testimony to fall back on. And then I added be confident, because the police officer in this class said that they had done a thing with prisoners in prison. They had rapists and they had murderers. And they showed them pictures of women walking down the road. And they could pick out the ones that they were good targets. They would say, oh, yep, that one would be good. Yep, that one, yep, no, not that one, uh-uh. And they would say, well, why? Why are you, you know, what are you seeing? And why are you picking out these women? He said, well, that one shuffles her feet and she walks slow, so she would be an easy target. That one doesn't ever look up. She didn't know what's going on around her. She'd be an easy target. That one just looks kind of timid, like she's kind of afraid of everything. She wouldn't give you any trouble, so I'd get her. He said, but that one, she's walking fast. She's got a long stride. Her head's up. She's confident. She's looking around. She is trouble. You don't want to mess with anybody like that. And so, you know, the enemy observes us. He watches us. And if we're walking around like we're all defeated, and we're walking around like, and we're saying words like, oh, you know, everything's always going bad for me. Oh, you know, the enemy's just picking on me. I just don't know what to do, you know. And all this kind of stuff, he's going to say, ah, easy target. Ah, I can get her. I just got to throw a few more things at her. Look, she's about to drop now. And he can just start, you know, working on you. He's not stupid. You know, sometimes we like to think of Satan as stupid. He's not stupid. And he's more powerful than we are, but he's not more powerful than God is. So we have to know that we are a child of the King. We walk with a confident stride. We keep our shoulders back. We keep our head up. And we walk with confidence so that he says, I don't know about you, but I want him to look at me and say, oh, she is trouble. I don't want to mess with her. She's trouble, right? So don't you want him to do that with you as well? You want to be trouble. So, in conclusion, run, hide, fight, and be confident, okay? Keep yourself in the Word. Keep yourself strong. You know, work out, exercise. We all like that word, right? When you're in the Word and you're in praying, you're exercising spiritually. So keep that up, and we will be able to stay away from not only, hopefully, physical shooters, but also spiritual shooters as well. So, you know what? Let's just pray. Let's just pray over that. Lord, we just come before you thankful that you are a big God, thankful that the enemy is nothing compared to you. Lord, I am so thankful that I can come to you in times of fear and trembling sometimes run to you, and you hide me and you comfort me and you take care of me. I am thankful that I have a big God to run to. I am thankful that I have a big God who hides me. I am thankful that I have a God who gives me strength in times when I need to fight. Father, I just praise you. Lord, I am confident in you. Help us all to be confident in who we are in you, that we are a child of the King. Father, that we are your children, and we can hold our head up, and we can walk with confidence because you are our Father. Lord, if anybody here, Father, is having difficulty, if anybody here feels not confident or sure about where they are in you, Father, Lord, I pray that you would just touch their hearts, speak to them. Father, lift them up. Father, let them know that you got it. You got this. You've got it, Father. Lord, we just praise you and thank you, Lord. I ask that you bless each one here, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Steve?